Blog Talk Radio.
Christmas. Thank you. All right. Well, I hope you all enjoyed the music. Okay, before the devotional. Now let's get into the devotional. Loving strangers. Loving others is one of the most important and difficult commands Jesus gave us. We are messy, broken, needy, and sinful people. We constantly deal with our own wounds and those of others. Because there is no perfect person, the foundation for loving others must be based outside of the merit of worth or others. The foundation for love must come from God, who is love. As believers, we must constantly tap into the love and grace of our Heavenly Father, so that we can love others selflessly and powerfully. May you receive the love of your Father and be empowered to love others this week as we look to grow in our obedience of Jesus' commands to love people. Matthew 25, verses 34 to 40, gives insight into God's passionate love for the lost, broken, and alienated. Scripture says, "Then the king will say to those in his right, 'Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry and you gave me food. For I was thirsty and you gave me drink. I was a stranger and you welcomed me. I was naked and you clothed me. I was sick and you visited me. I was in prison and you came to me.' Then the righteous will answer him, saying, 'Lord, when did you see the hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? And when did we see you as a stranger and welcome you, or naked or clothe you? And when did we see you sick or in prison and visit you?' And the king will answer them, 'Truly I say to you, as you did it to one of the least of these my brothers, you did it to me.'" The world around you is living every day apart from the saving and freeing knowledge of God's love for them. They try to find hope in Creator rather than the Creator and discover that the world contains nothing to help them. Relationship with Jesus is the sole source of hope for the earth, and God longs to use us to love strangers around us so that they might enter into relationship with our Lord, who longs to sustain them, provide for them, help them, and offer them eternal hope. I'm not by nature an outgoing person. The concept of talking to complete strangers scares me sometimes. Apart from God, my natural propensity is to go from place to place without interacting with anyone. But that's not the life my Heavenly Father is calling me to do. We are not called to keep this free gift of salvation for ourselves, but to share it with all those God is beckoning to himself. God longs to fill each of us with the courage to love the unloved. He longs to fill us with passion to see the world around us awaken to the goodness of Jesus. Every time we set foot outside our homes, we are entering into a mission field filled with countless people who need what we have to give. Galatians chapter 5, verse 14 says, "For the whole law is fulfilled in one word: you shall love your neighbor as yourself." You are created to receive the love of your Father and to go to share that love with the lost and dying world. God is calling you to a lifestyle of sacrifice, courage, and adventure, and passionate pursuit of lost sheep who desperately need a shepherd. Allow God to strengthen you and fill you with the courage to love strangers today as you enter into a time of guided prayer. Meditate on God's command to love your neighbor as yourself. Allow God to fill you with desire to reach the unreached today as you reflect on his word. What fear holds you back from loving others? What thought, perspective, or past experience does God need to address and speak truth and love to in order for you to effectively love others? Allow him to come and meet you in the deepest places of your heart. Ask God to fill you with courage to engage with others today. Ask him to fill you with his love for those around you whom you've never met. Find your source of security in his opinion alone. chapter 10, verse 2 says, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send our laborers into his harvest. So may we be laborers who work diligently for our Lord today. May we love others with the depth of love we have been shown in Christ. I highly suggest that you read Luke chapter 15, and it will bring this devotional more into life. Amen. Now let's get into the most important question of this evening, and that is, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? If you do not, that's okay, because you will get a chance to in just a moment. But let me ask you, are you tired of traveling down this long, dusty road of never knowing which way to go, which way is up or down? Are you lacking purpose in life and need some? Or maybe you're suffering from depression or anxiety. Or maybe you're suffering from something much worse, such as addiction to alcohol or drugs, sexual morality, overeating, gambling, whatever it may be, the Lord can take it away. But in order for him to do so, he has to know you. If he does not know you, he cannot do anything for you. So the question is, do you want to get to know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior tonight? If so, simply say this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. And I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross at Calvary for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true. So please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty, precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you said that prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministries welcome you into the family of God. We want to say may the Lord bless you, and may he always keep you highly favored. So, if you said that prayer, we would like you to call in to area code 657-383-1487. Once again, that number is area code 657-383-1487 and press the 1 key. When you press the 1 key, you'll come on live and tell us that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. Because right now, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, all the angels and everyone in heaven is rejoicing that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. So why don't you let us rejoice with them? Amen. Okay, well, we got some callers. Okay, let's take 720. Hey, 720.
Hey, what's up, Ken? How you doing?
All right, Pauline. How you doing?
I'm good, man. Just wanted to wish you and Tony there a Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Well, thank
calling
you.
Happy... to say what's up
Merry
to my buddies here. You surviving out there in Texas? How's the COVID down there?
It's here. Okay. It's here. We're surviving.
What, you guys have it? Someone at your house has it or?
No.
Oh, good. That's good. Are you going to get the vaccine?
Whenever they decide to put it out, because I'm in tier three. Okay, so
you're in tier three.
Yeah.
What is the tiers? How do the tiers work?
Well, tier one is the hospital workers and things like that. Okay. And people over 65.
Okay.
And then tier two is people in nursing homes are already in the hospital or whatever. Okay. Tier three is is us. Okay, people that's got previous conditions.
Like the COPD, pre-existing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I gotcha. Well, I hope you, Tony, and your whole household stays safe through the COVID. I just wanted to call and wish you a Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah. Are you celebrating Hanukkah or Christmas?
I'm celebrating Christmas.
Or both?
Well,
okay, I was just wondering.
Hanukkah is the first festival of lights tonight, okay? So
you're a rabbi too, right?
Yep.
So why don't you partake in Hanukkah?
Well, I mean, our household, okay, is set up for Christmas. Okay.
For Christmas. Oh, so no menorah, no dreidels, none of that.
Nah.
Well, I hope you have a Merry Christmas. I'm enjoying the show. If you want to put me on mute, I'm going to listen. I like when you have when you do more talking. I like when you host the show. Like it brings the best out of the show. So. I know it's Christmas time, the music and stuff. I think you should do more engaging. Like even with the callers that call in, you kind of sit back and let them do their thing. I think you should engage more, man. I don't know. I think you're a good host.
Well, thank you.
Keep it up, Ken.
Thank you,
Pauline. All right, man. We'll talk to you later.
Okay, God bless.
All right. You too, sir.
Alrighty, let's take 978. Hello, 978.
Hey, I have a question for you. You were just talking about in the prayer. You said if you suffer from alcoholism or a whole bunch of other isms, but one of them you talked about sexual morality. Can you touch upon what you mean by, if you have issues with sexual morality? What does that mean?
Pornographic problems with pornographic, problems with dealing with...
Homosexuality? Are you referring to homosexuality?
Yeah, that's included, okay.
So you're saying issues with if somebody's a homosexual, they're going to go to hell? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm not saying they're going to go to hell, no.
Then what do you mean by that?
I'm saying that, they need to get saved, okay?
Are you saying that gays are living in sin? Is that what you're saying?
No.
Then what do you mean by that?
I simply said that people should get saved. Okay?
No, you just said sexual morality and brought up homosexuality, and you just said that all gays are living in sin and they need to be saved. Why is that? Ken, you said it.
Well,
I'm not even putting words in your mouth. I'm just saying you said it in the beginning of your speech or your little sermon or whatever you call it. You mentioned sexual morality. And then when I bring up, are you referring to possibly referring to homosexuality? You said yes. What do gays have to be, why do they have to be saved? What is it? Gays don't have to be saved. Are you homophobic? Is that what it is?
You're referring to
homosexuals, and now you think that homosexuals have to be saved for some reason, and I'm asking you why.
Because everyone needs to be saved.
But you were specific to homosexuals as if they're living their life in sin. Do you believe homosexuals are living their life in sin?
No, because I'm a homosexual.
What? What did you say?
I said no because I'm a homosexual.
So then why do you hate gays so much if you're homosexual? What are you talking about? Why are you saying that homosexuals are living in sin and they need to be saved if you're a homosexual yourself?
I'm saying everyone needs to be
saved. You're confusing me. I don't know why you're confusing me. You bring up sexual morality. I ask you a question. Kenneth Fishman, I ask you this question. What are you referring to when you're talking about sexual morality? And I ask you, are you referring to homosexuality? And you said yes.
I said yes, that's part of it. That's part of sexual morality.
What part are you referring to? Anal sex? Is that what you're referring to?
No.
No, I mean... So you're saying anal sex is against the Lord?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying anything.
Well, because I'm just asking you basic questions. I'm not trying to bombard you. But it seems like as if you don't have the answers and you're just being totally hypocritical. First, I ask you about the sexual morality portion of your sermon, and now all you're doing is you're saying essentially that homosexuals are evil, and then you're trying to play a game and say that you're gay. I don't believe that. You sound very manly, of course. So what is it? What is it? Is it because of anal sex? Is it because the man piles? I mean, what is it? What is it? So what's so gay or what's so anti-Jesus about being gay? And why do you hate the gay community?
I don't hate the gay community.
Then why are you saying that we're going to go to hell then, essentially?
I'm not saying you're going to go to hell. Okay, I'm not saying
God.
It. I'm saying you need to be saved.
From what, Kenneth? From what? From homosexuality?
From
we have to be saved from homosexuality. Is that what you're saying, Kenneth Fishman?
No, I'm not saying you have to be saved from homosexuality. I'm saying you
well,
have
you said it.
Saved.
You said sexual morality.
Lord,
if we're suffering
Christ,
from... You,
personal
I ask you,
saved.
If you're talking about sexual morality, you just said that homosexuality is one of them. I ask you, what does it mean by sexual morality in your sermon? And you said homosexuality. Are you saying that... Oh, you just said gays are evil.
No, I didn't. I didn't say that at all. Okay. Well, anyway, let's play some Christmas music.
Falling down from the sky, I'm running over. Let your heart be light. From now on, your trouble will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay.
weather stopping traffic. And I close my eyes and somewhere else, just like magic. My heart is a Christmas tree farm where the people would come to dance under sparkling lights, bundled up in their mittens and coats, and the cider would flow. And I just wanna be there tonight. Sweet dreams of holly and ribbon, the stakes are forgiven, and everything is icy and blue. And you would be there too, under the mistletoe.
Says today, feel my breeze blow over your life. Feel my breath reviving those areas in your life, bringing back your heart's passion to serve me. Drink from my refreshing waters out of my cup that runneth over. Lay all the cares from the world at my feet. Dwell in your secret place with me. Let me refill you with my spirit. Take in all that I have to offer you. This is my gift to you for your faithfulness and obedience to serve me. I know all of your heart's desires, and I want all of your heart's desires to come to pass. I place these desires in your heart for a reason. Let me nurture each desire into its fullness in me. All that I have and all that I am is because of my love for you. Accept all that is coming your way with open arms. Enjoy the delight you receive from what is coming. My fire will be released in your life. It will burn everything up that is not of me. It will ignite new levels of passion in you to do more kingdom work in ways you could never imagine. I am opening and expanding your understanding in new ways and into new realms. You have pushed through the trials and tests to reach this new season. It will be worth every push you have endured to get to this point. Watch as my plans begin to unravel and unfold in your life. And in this hour, my divine strategies are being released over the things you have patiently waited for. Enjoy this time, beloved. So much excitement is brewing in the heavenlies for my plans over your life. Be on guard for any distractions that want to take away from all that I am giving you in this time, says God. Amen. Well, this prophetic word goes out to those who need it, and you know who you are. Amen.
Hello. How are things going?
Everything's going great there, buddy. How you doing?
I'm just recovering from a fever.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah, I need to lay back down.
Okay. Well, I'll keep you in my prayers.
Okay, but I just want to say something real quick. A Bible verse.
Okay.
And I'm looking at my Bible right now. Okay, it should be here. So the Bible verse is, in the beginning was the Word. This is not an actual Bible. I got it from someone else. But I think it's kind of like some deficit Bible. It's like a fake Bible, but has like a lot of fake stuff in it. So, okay, here we go. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the world was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him, all things were made. Without him, nothing was made that has been made. Sorry for that interruption.
Amen.
Amen. All right. That's all I just want to share.
All right. Well, thanks a lot there, buddy.
Thank you.
God bless you.
God bless.
All righty. Okay. Well, that's all my callers. Just press the one key. Okay. So I'm going to sit there and say goodnight to everybody. Okay. God bless. My phone's getting ready to die anyway. So, love you all. Okay, come back again Saturday night at 8:00 Central Standard Time. I'll be here. Good night.